יין שעבר בישול והרתחה, שוב אינו נאסר על ידי מגע גוי. והיינו כשהותח על ידי אש והתמעט עם מידתו על ידי הרתיחה. Wine that went through a cooking and boiling, there's no איסטור anymore of if a guy touches it. There's no איסטור. What does it mean that it becomes tainted of boil? It doesn't have to be bubbling. It has to be that because of the heating, it diminished. The amount of wine became less. It lessened. There's less wine now. I think it says 80-something, 84 degrees Celsius or something.
Pasteurized.
Yeah. נחלקו הדעות עם היתר הבישול אף כשהגוי לא יודע שהיה מבושל, לכן הטועים זה לא מסתיים. If wine, a guy touched wine already, it doesn't help if you cook it, yeah? Only if, to begin with, you cooked it. Then, if a guy touches it, it's fine. But if a guy touches it, and then you want to cook it, it doesn't work.
What do you mean, touching the actual wine itself?
No, touching the bottle if it's open.
Not even the wine.
The bottle if it's open.
You mean outside of the
bottle? Outside the bottle.
Yeah,
if it's open.
It not touches it, you have to move it.
Even a little bit.
Oh,
even if it just touches, nothing.
It has to be open, and you have to move
on
it.
A nanometer, it's already moving.
Yeah, you have to move it like this. Up. No.
It has to be open.
Open. If it's a cork, if it's a cork, so if it just has the cork without a cover, it's also considered open.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be sealed to be kosher if a guy touches it. Completely sealed. Okay, Yonatan?
Yeah.
I'm happy to see you here.
No, it's covered also for someone who's not Shomer Shabbos. I'm not talking
about...
Okay,
we'll talk to you soon about Shomer Shabbos. Okay. Okay, how's life? Feeling better? Yeah. When it's not completely sealed. And not in the Mevusha. Now, the Mesibah של Goyim אסור לישראל לשתות אפילו יין מבושל, אפילו שותה יהודי בדוח פיה שייך לו לבדו. If there's a party of Goyim, let's say there's a, I don't know, at work, people work in the food salads with Goyim, and there's a little dinner, right? Or a lunch that all the, everyone they get together, they give the Jews the kosher meal and everything, and there's wine served there, even if it's kosher wine, even if it's mebushel wine, a Jew is not allowed to drink there, at all. When you're sitting with Goyim, you can't drink even as a party of the Goyim, not your party. If it's your party, you have Goyim in your party. No. You should get fed up, right? Some people, unfortunately, have family which are Goyim. Some people, they invite people, the Kiwu people are in a Giyu process, converting process, right? And they have it in their home, fine. Then you're allowed to drink there with the Goyim. But if you go into his party, right, then you can't drink even kosher wine, even if it's your own cup, your own wine, not mevushal. Mevushal, I'm saying, even if it's mevushal, asur to drink. Because you're amongst goyim, it's easy to get close with them. The whole point is that you don't be lightheaded with them. That's why you can't drink their wine, right?
Even at conventions.
Conventions, yeah, no fan place, exactly.
You know that they didn't touch the wine at
all? You may
have
the wine. Asu. Asu. Asu.
So,
did you think that liquor, hard liquor, wine? No, wine. I said wine. Wine. Mistama also other things. You're right, but it doesn't say it.
The same reason, you don't want to get exposed.
Yeah. If someone mixed cooked wine with not cooked wine, כן? אפילו היין המבושל הוא הרוב, מכל מקום, תעשה עליי. כן?
You
mix it together, even if the cooked one is the rov, still, if a guy touches it, it's not kosher. Okay. Yeah, pasteurized, considered cooked, yeah?
Right.
Same idea.
Because it's up to 94 degrees centigrade.
So are we saying the same thing for
kosher
or non-kosher? I get so confused.
What do you mean?
About the goyim.
In the goyim party?
Yeah. Is there any wine at all we can drink?
In the goyim party?
Yeah.
No. We don't drink wine in the goyim party.
You bring your own wine.
Huh?
You bring your own wine.
Drink any wine in the goyim.
No.
In the city, technically,
what?
You're not allowed to drink your own wine with a bunch of
wine,
are you?
That's the thing. You're not allowed to drink wine with goyim, even if you own wine, kosher wine.
You can't go to a party with
goyim. You can drink soda. Drink soda.
Seven up.
Yeah, well, if they do like, let's say they do a toast. No, I don't know. Not stam. Let's say they do a toast l'chaim because they're one little thing. No, it's not but wine is a bigger problem. So Chazal wrote wine.
We can call only liquor. That's even stronger.
Yeah, but I tell you what, liquor people don't drink to get drunk. But wine you could drink. You drink a whole cup. You drink two cups. Oh, your head is already somewhere else. Okay, now we're going to talk about people who are not, they're Mechal Shabbos Befaresia. Mumar la'avodah zara, or lechalel Shabbat Befaresia. Someone who's mumar la'avodah zara, he's not only that he doesn't keep the Torah mitzvahs, let's say he's a guru, avodah guru, or he's a priest or something, he worships avodah zara. Yeah? Or that he's Mechal Shabbos Befaresia.
Meaning he's deliberately doing it?
Yeah, Mechal Shabbos in front of 10 Jews, doesn't care.
Like Has Knesset.
Okay.
Or a Reform priest.
They just got noticed. There was a terrorist attack in Beitar. Group of Arabs with iron rods and chains went into a store that sells suits and beat the dickens out of the store owner. He's now in Hadassah and Karen. The city hires them.
Yeah.
And doesn't it?
So in the Chen, we want to think that through the Baruch Hashem, they don't go. So they have laws like going. They have these kind of people. But Mikar Adin, okay. Therefore, Mikar Adin, if a person like this, he touches the Chashas Farsiyah. Mikar Adin, if he touches the wine. Yeah, so to drink the wine. Okay?
Did he have the
dinner of a goy? Yeah, as the dinner of a goy, he can't drink that wine. But, a lot of leniency. That's me, Ikar Adin. Tinokot shenishbu. Someone who's tinok shenishba. This includes someone who did not get any chinuch at all, doesn't know Shabbat, doesn't know anything, doesn't know what it is b'chal. Okay? It's not considered b'chal shaz b'faresia. B'chal shaz b'faresia. Someone who grew up until you, Chazon Ish writes like this: someone who grew up until he was 15, religious, and he knows Shabbos, he knows everything, and then he left, and he dafka does the opposite. Yeah, that person is Mechal Shabbos Befaresia. That's considered Mechal Shabbos Befaresia. And this wine you won't touch. If he touches, he can't drink it. Okay.
So what about someone who should know better, such as quote a Reformed rabbi?
Yeah, that he can't touch his wine. Of course, I'm going. That's called Mumar le'avodah zara. Like worshipping a different god. That's so much. Reform, rabbi, whatever you want to call them. The Vaday Asu.
Rabbi Yisrael.
Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi. Someone who is embarrassed in front of a rabbi. He smokes a cigarette, a rabbi comes. and he hides a cigarette, he's embarrassed on Shabbos, he's not considered mechashas for us. He can touch your wine, you're fine. Okay.
Wait for a rabbi?
Someone chashuv, yeah. The story of Levi Yitzchak Barisha, Levi Yitzchak himself, Sashem Barisha. The story that he saw a Jew smoking on Shabbos. What was it? He smoked on Shabbos? Or was he eating a Tisha B'Av? I don't know. The point is the story. The bottom line. He started smoking on Shabbos. They call him, maybe you don't know it's Shabbos today. No, I know it's Shabbos today. So maybe you don't know you can't allow to smoke cigarette on Shabbos. No, no, I know you're not allowed to smoke. Anyways, I smoke. Hashem, look how beautiful your children. You will never take a lie out of his mouth. That's a good point.
You could also say
he didn't want anyone to drink his wine.
You could also say he's so addicted that he doesn't have any control over himself.
Yeah, he would say, "No, I can control it. I don't care." Chazanish writes, by the way, that even if it's a person, he's not considered the Chal Shabbos, and you're allowed to touch the bottle, he shouldn't pour for you. The Chazanish says, let's say Tinok Shenishba and everything, he shouldn't pour for you. So no, you pour your own wine.
Somebody
who doesn't know, who never knew about child, and you're allowed to drink it? Yeah. Maybe that's what you said. Ramon Khaliyah was outside. It's your side. You could say, Allah has his name. It came to my head. Is it today? Yesterday they had a thing in the kever, in the evening. So, yeah, Allah and his name. He said that if a person goes even to shul on Shabbos, Friday night, even, not considered Chazal's father. Even if he drives afterwards and stuff, not considered Chazal's father. If he goes to shul on Friday night,
yeah,
it's really not considered, and then he comes to your house, let's say for the meal. Then he's not considered Bechal Shabbos
Parashah.
Okay. Maybe he has a Yiru Tshuva, he has something, he knows something. You shouldn't pour your wine anyways, yeah? You shouldn't pour your wine. Now what happens, I remember I read a story of Frank Zatzah. Have you heard of Frank? The Maya. It was a wedding, and it was the Masala Kiddushin. So he said, where's the wine? And someone handed the wine. They looked at it and said, keep Shabbos? But he poured in the wine. The guy poured in the wine. Keep Shabbos? He said, no. In front of his eyes. Got so offended. Then he did tshuva because of it. Because Afan was a big kanoi, he was a real kanoi. He used to go around on the kibbutzim and the yishuvim and give shiurim and do kiruv and do brisim all over the country. Wherever they called him, he went. Wherever they didn't call him, he went. He always went. Okay? He always do kiruv in the world, bring people to Kostel et Hashem. And you do it from Behemet, so it works.
My son is on Brooklyn. He's a staff member of the Brooklyn trip. And I was there for Shabbos with him today, and he sat down for lunch. There were no brothers. My son told me, he said, we don't even know who's Jewish. So the rabbi said, you can't do that. No brothers in Yiddish. But who's Jewish? And they never seen Halotzi ever. But if they want to make kavotzi, it's like a personal thing. So it's very interesting.
It's not a religious organization.
No, I understand.
But you know what? I didn't know what to do. Because there was no wine. What do you do? Well, kiddush you can make over
bread. At night, you can make over bread.
Daytime? No.
Anytime would you like to use?
Is that license?
Yes, if you use an important drink.
I don't like Abdullah, you don't use beer or orange.
So also for the condition in the morning.
What else you can do, like on beer?
Yeah, so I don't know, some people they do
schnapps.
On schnapps, but on this amount. So well, I'm not sure, because you have to have a release.
You
have to have a release. Whole, yeah, it's kind of a lot. It's like 4 or 5 shots. It's a little bit.
Then you hear it.
What?
It's small, that's the way
it's
supposed to drink it.
Yeah, I think it's very. It's dedgy, as the South Africans say. It's dedgy. It's a bit dedgy.
What?
What will it be?
No.
Because you're making the Kiddush.
No, you point it
out. What will it be?
It's not a what will it
be.
That's a what will it be.
My son told me that one of the kids.
Ask the
rabbi what is
nuts. You know, now we know why the Arabs are winning
on college
campuses. They don't
know that.
What?
Sadana.
Have an
orange juice.
It's not an important drink.
Oh, really? Orange juice.
Coffee,
coffee,
right? Yeah, Turkish coffee. Something important. American coffee.
Some people don't have soda.
So American, you can do
what do you mean soda? You're American. What is soda in America? Huh? Ah, not soda like it would be.
No, not soda.
Soda.
No,
it's
soda.
Cola.
Cola, they say yes.
Yeah, good.
It's
an
important
drink.
It's
more important than
soda. The drink is popular
with
that man.
Beer is definitely important.
Beer's the point.
Coke, you could, but then... Does
the matter get between importance and what's
common.
Common? Like, Coke is very common, but it's not so important, it's just like, Coke. So it depends on which thing you take, like what it means from the game.
It's what you drink in the important times, like at a wedding or at a Shabbos table, stuff like that. People drink Coke every day, most people don't drink Coke every day.
I drink water during the week.
If someone is still with Chal Shabbos, but he's starting to do his first steps in Judaism, his touching does not answer the wine. So, now what about children? Kashrus for children. Tanim, simply, now think simply, Tanim, afilu tinokot b'yomam, asur achilam achilim shenam kshirim, ben isur Torah, ben derabanan, ve'af en itam b'nehem, s'chik b'yem shem ha'yachlu mehem, prat l'etzim yakla g'dara, isur ze ben arabiyem, b'imam ben kol adam Yisrael. A kid, once he comes out to the world, takes his first breath, it's asur to give him that kosher food. Unless there's certain exceptions. But asur to give him, you can't even give him that kosher food to play with. Why? Because what does the kid do? The isur is on the parent, not on the kid. So the parent, not only the parent, anyone who gives it to him, he has the isur. So to give a kid not kosher food to eat.
I have a story in that. Be sure if you're giving baby formula to someone, triple check the heksher. Because you cannot tell by just looking at the ingredients how it's processed. We learned the hard way. On the major companies, they use pig enzymes to process baby formula.
That's why you live in outside. Most of the things they are kosher. But still, you should check.
Imported baby formula.
That's Hebrew letters. It's kosher.
אסור כמו כן לומר לקטן שיוכל או ישתה מאכל או משקה סוגים אפילו הם מגישים להם בידיים לא משקה יש מדי יכולים לעשות אני יכול לקרוא You can't tell a kid to eat. Eat the food. If it's not kosher food. Even if not giving to him, you can't tell him eat the food. Okay? And also, you can't even put it in front of him. You can't put it next to where you can reach it. You have to move it away from him. A little kid who took by himself a not kosher food, if he's under 2 years old, under 2 or 3 years old, he doesn't understand anything, you don't have the chiyuv to take it away from him. You're not over isur if he continues eating it.
So what age?
2 or 3 years old.
But
did
you get the
avir or something? You know avir. No avir was there. You don't get the avir.
You don't get them.
You know what you get? You get the troubles. Afterwards. Because it blocks the heart. Not kosher food blocks the heart.
It'll slowly get out of them.
Well, little kids, can you pass the bachala?
I said they could eat, but I said if they took food and they ate, you don't have to stop it. We'll learn about Basla V'chala in a second. We'll learn about Basla V'chala soon. After 3 years old, you have to make sure that they don't eat that kosher food.
Oh, and be careful about ice cream.
A kid which is nursing, let's say the mother is not around, or she's not feeling well, and she can't nurse the kid, you're not allowed to bring the baby, unless it's a pikuach nefesh, of course, to a goya to nurse the baby. Why? Because the milk comes from what you eat. Unless it's a pikuach nefesh, for example. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Remember the story of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? He was born. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He was born, and there was a law, the Romans made a law, that you can't do a brit mila. And of course his father didn't give him a bris. And someone snitched on him. Snitched, you said? Yeah. Someone informed. You see, I thought you say snitch. It's modern English. And you don't know.
Slang.
Slang. And on the way, so the Caesar said they have to come to him. If it's true, you're gonna kill the mother and the baby. So on the way, and if not true, we're going to kill the guy who informed. So on the way, she met a friend of hers, a goya, and she had a baby the same age as her son. And she told her, why are you going such a long way? She's after birth. She told her, I have to go and show her that he had to breathe. She said, oh, what's the problem? Take my son. I'm nursing mother. You're nursing mother. Take the son. Take my son. I'll take your son. Show the king that he's not circumcised. So she did, and they killed the guy that informed her. And then she went back and they stopped him back. You see here, she did feed him. The goya. And she fed him. It's an issue to give it a chachila, but if you have no choice, the kid's not supposed to die because of that. Okay? By the way, they say afterwards that kid became a Caesar. Became a Caesar. This because he nursed from a Jewish mother. He became also a Jewish even. It says he was a very close friend. Very close friend. His tzitzaim became Jewish. That's the whole story there. He's very close. The famous story that he came to him. They're both very rich. Huh?
That a
time? I don't know. I know they came to him on Shabbos and he gave him a whole meal. But it was cold food because they didn't have a platna in those days. And then he came to him during the week and he said he wasn't happy. He said, something's missing here. He said, I'll tell you what's missing. Even though it was all fresh, fresh slaughtered animals, fresh, everything fresh. He said, you're missing here something which you can't buy anywhere. He said, what? I'm rich. I can bring anything from
him.
No, it's called Shabbos. That you can't get. Anyways. So, we'll continue tomorrow with our lechos.